Welcome to the New Life Help Now podcast, where we give you professional help for your life now. We specialize in equipping you with usable life relationship tools that will help you in the workplace and at home. You'll find valuable information that will help you find peace with others and with yourself when you're all alone. Without further ado, the Life Help Now podcast. Welcome to the Life Help Now podcast. Today is March 23rd, 2015. My name is Darren Dixon, and we are here with Miss Brenda Dixon. She is a licensed clinical social worker, a relationship expert, and today we're talking about how to have good relationships. And the subtitle for the series, you know, that's the series we've been doing for the month of March. Is on relationships, but now this episode is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. So tell us how we can not sweat the small stuff.
Well, the insignificant things in life, someone pulling out in front of you, dirt on your car, losing the heel on your shoe, dropping your keys in water as you're getting ready to unlock the door. Those are examples of insignificant things. Let it go. Don't even let it cross your mind a second time. There are people that will take that incident and say, I'm having a, I don't even like to say it, a bad day. Well, you know, that's not a bad day. That's just a few little things that have occurred, and adopt the new way of saying that's not important, and only focus on the important things, and that's the good relationships that you're encountering all through the day. Whoever crosses your path, that's who you are to be interested in or concerned about, and make them a priority. We've talked about that in previous segments on good relationships. So make that a priority. You do not have to concern yourself with the things that are annoying and, as you said in the opening, the small stuff. Let it go. Just forget about it. Don't let it hamper you or alter you in any way.
Well, that's good. You don't focus on the small stuff and get distracted from stuff that's really important that you need to focus on.
Let me tell you something that is important. The person that you're with, that's the person that you're to focus on. Give them your undivided attention. And of course, now you see these little comments about not looking at your cell phone while you're in a relationship, or I don't know if anybody's ever had this happen. They go to a restaurant and they see a couple sitting at a table and one of them's looking at their cell phone. And I'm thinking, okay, that's that's probably not a good thing to do. So if we're going to focus on something, let's focus on a good things that will build a good relationship. When you are with somebody, what do? You use the proper protocol. You focus on them one-on-one. You even focus on the waiter when he comes. You just pay attention to what's going on around you. I'm not talking about the phone. Put the phone in your pocket. Leave it in the car. Don't even focus on it. It's not the important thing at the moment. So another thing to focus on is learn to make yourself happy. Try to figure out a way to make yourself content wherever you are. When you do make yourself happy, start to give it away wherever you go. If you're in the grocery store, give it away to the people in the grocery store.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you here. Let's go back. Make yourself happy. How are you going to make yourself happy? I just got this visual picture of just in a restaurant going in the corner and getting your blocks out and playing with it right in the floor there, just like a little kid.
Well, you make yourself happy by the way you think.
Okay.
if I think this is not a good, it's raining outside and it's not a good time for me to buy groceries because it's too difficult to bring them in the house. If I focus on things that are going to, back to the small stuff, if I smoke.
You need to quit smoking.
I know. If I focus on the small stuff, then I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to have that happen. If I focus on what's going on around me, for example, I'm going to use the grocery store because I love going to the grocery store. I think it is just one of my fun things. The way I make myself happy is I think thoughts in such a way that I'm going to enjoy the next part and the next steps that I take. When I go to the grocery, I enjoy seeing if I can find some really good items that I've never bought before.
So you kind of make a game out of it.
It's like an adventure, yes. And I know somebody that buys things at the grocery store that I do not know they're in the grocery store. They just know how to find those things, and it is amazing to me. So I go to the grocery and I try to find things that I haven't normally found. And I enjoy, of course I try to find a bargain. I mean, that's a given. Everybody does that. But my point is, as I'm going through the grocery store, I'm enjoying myself. And I don't go if I only have 10 minutes to do 30 minutes worth of shopping. I'm not going to put a hurried thought in my thinking if I don't have time to do this. So I'm going to set apart the time to go to the grocery. And when I do that, I'm expecting to have a good time. I just do. So to make yourself happy, you're going to have to encourage yourself. You're going to have to think thoughts in such a way that you're going to enjoy where you are and what you're doing.
Okay. Let me kind of draw a circle around something what you said, or kind of a revelation of what you're talking about. When you're in there and you have a job to do, whether it's grocery shopping or something else, you need to give yourself enough time to do that. Because if you don't, you try to fit, you know, too many things in too little time. That is stressful. That means that you're going to be late and you're not going to get everything done. So it's like a lose-lose situation. But if you can get it set up in a way that you've got all the time you need, then it takes the stress away from it and you can have fun. You don't have to think about the clock. You can think about,
yes,
you know, doing your job. I think that's something that is good for me is, and I'm all the time trying to do too many things in too little time, and then end up spending too much time on each thing. And part of that's being mature enough to say, look, it's going to take this much time to do this, and I cannot do everything that I want to in this day. So something's going to have to wait for another day.
That's exactly right.
That's good.
It's pacing yourself and enjoying the pace. It really is. If that's not the day for the grocery store, then you do pick out a day that is for the grocery store. And it's just, I like to cook. I do not have time to cook many days, but I will set apart 1 or 2 days a week and I will cook because I have time to cook, and it's just fun for me and I'm making myself happy.
Well, that's awesome. That's a good way to just kind of budget. I guess it's kind of budgeting your time. It's kind of have
that's
realistic
right.
ways to remove the stress or the thought of failure. I mean, a lot of times with me, I rate what I'm doing. Okay, was this a successful day? Did I get everything done I need to get done? Did I feel like I accomplished? Did I have a productive day? Because it's real important for me to have productive days, and because I have a lot of goals and a lot of things that I want to do. And here talking to you, I probably have too many things that I want to do. And it's probably bringing stress on me. What I need to do is pick some, stick to it, get them done. That's it.
It works a whole lot better. And since we're talking about good relationships, if you're stress-free, if you're walking in freedom, it affects everybody around you.
That's right.
It affects everybody around everybody. That's why I say make yourself happy and then give it away. Because the people around you always benefit. It's so much fun to be around somebody that's loving what they're doing and they're not on a time restraint. I know there's times when you have to have a time restraint, but you don't have to live full throttle.
Right. Don't incorporate that in there. You got to have your, buffer time, the time that you don't have stuff planned. Well, for me and my family, we try to do that on Sundays. Not all the time. Sometimes, you know, I have to do something. There's some work I have to do because of deadlines or something like that. But that's because of something that comes up. It's not a normal thing. I try to, you know, keep that open. And another thing that you mentioned earlier that kind of stuck out is not to be stressful. And with me, if I'm working too much and I don't get enough rest, then the next day it seems like how I treat my family. You know, I work right now. I have a home office. Hopefully soon I'll be able to take that to a new, another place, which I'm sure me and my family will be excited for that. But if I don't get enough rest, you know, I have a shorter fuse with my family.
And that's a good indicator for all of the listeners. If you feel testy around the edges, short fuses, as you name it, that's a good indication that you need to pull the listener could pull themselves off and have a day where you just catch up, or maybe a day is a luxury. Maybe it's that 2-hour time out that we were talking about a few episodes back about good relationships. Take time for yourself. And it's really important that as you're going through your life, that you start becoming thankful, grateful that you have the life that you have. It's been handpicked for you, so enjoy it. And as you are thankful, that just radiates out from you to the people around you, therefore making good relationships wherever you go.
That's great.
People enjoy being around people that are content and happy. And actually, people are drawn to you. I love that part. People are drawn to you because they want to experience that thankfulness, that gratefulness that's on you. And you can give that away too. You can give the happy away. You can give the thankfulness and being grateful for where you are. You can give that away also.
Well, that is, you know, that's huge. And you have such a gift of making all these solutions seem obvious or seem like it's common sense. But before you said it, it didn't seem like that.
It didn't seem natural.
But the way you explain it is so well that it's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Okay, well, that's good. And I've got a place for all that in my mind. And, you know, for those listeners that are listening to this, do what I'm doing and apply everything she says like she's talking directly to you. You know, just pretend like you're sitting beside me or you're looking, you know, straight into Miss Brenda's eyes, and she's just talking to you, because, you know, you can really get a lot of stuff. This, if you apply this to you and really search for parts in your life that you can apply this to, this Life Help Now podcast will help you with your life now. And it's huge. This is, people pay money for this. I mean, you're giving away, counseling secrets that people only pay you in your counseling chambers to get. So everybody that's listening to this, you know, you're getting some prizes here, and it's free. So while I'm at it, we'll go ahead and just do the commercial. Share this with your friends. Get them over here. Let them get some of these relationship tools and relationship jewels so you can benefit from it. Now back to our normally scheduled program.
Our normal program. Good relationships. I would like to suggest to the listener to maintain a good quality of your character by being honest. Integrity is probably, I hear people that come to me that have issues with their spouse or their mate not being fully honest. So I would say that's a character issue.
Yes.
So dust your character off and become honest. Be direct and speak what you need to say to your other person. And it could be a neighbor. It could, again, you know, it's relationships. But speak to someone in such a way that you maintain that strong integrity, because integrity always works. And if you find yourself talking to someone and you've veered off into a place of exaggeration, or you've veered off into simply something that was not true, as quick as you can catch it, bring yourself back and apologize, or actually say, "Well, no, that's not exactly what I meant," and correct it, put it back in order. Because it's easy to be talking to someone and just veer off into exaggeration. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that the listener does that, but in case that does happen, then go to the place where you can just, let me redo that. And you just kind of wipe the slate clean and redo it, re-say it, set it in motion again using your good character. Because integrity, it always works. And once you build that integrity, people can come to you at all times and they know they're going to get that truth, that honesty. And they're assured, and it makes them feel really good. Same thing with your spouse. It's the same thing with your children. Your children come and they'll say, "Mom, what about this?" They know they're going to get the right answer. They're not going to get anything that's blown out of proportion or made flowery. So to maintain a really good, healthy relationship, go for good integrity. Maintain thankfulness. Make yourself happy. Stay on that route.
That's good. Good.
When you are honest, I wanted to say this, and I didn't think about it till now.
Did you say when I was honest? That one time that I was honest, or are you talking just generally?
I don't know what I said.
You know, Darren, that one time that you were honest and you said the truth, not all the other time, like normal, that one time that you told the truth, well, that was really good.
I'm not sure what I meant, but while I was talking about honesty, I wanted to say this. Just say it. Just do it. That's it. You don't have to make it flowery. You don't have to blow it out of proportion. Say it. Do it. And that'll help you to remember to stay on the honesty track.
Honesty is good. Not just that one time. It's good all the time.
That's right. I think we've talked about this before, to allow yourself to have alone time. When you get yourself too far strung, mm-hmm. Darren, you know all about guitars. When you get yourself too strung, what happens to the guitar when the strings are too tight?
Bing! I've done that.
That's what happens when you need alone time.
Well, that's horrible, because now you have a set with one guitar string that you're missing. So you're going to have to open another set.
Exactly.
And steal it from that. Or
that's good.
It's a terrible predicament.
That's exactly right. So to take care of all aspects of the relationship, make sure you are solid and strong. And that's really more what this this segment is about making sure you're okay. You're in a good position. Make sure you know how to resolve conflict within yourself. Once you know how to do it within yourself, then it's easier to handle with other people. Make sure you're, if somebody's coming at you with some kind of, something that's upsetting them, maintain a calm and a cool. That'll help you to think better. Because if you're frustrated and you're fighting back, you lose your cool completely. And if somebody's coming at you and you feel like they're critical towards you and you become intimidated, then that doesn't work. That makes you lose your cool also. So all of these things that we're talking about in this segment about good relationships is make sure you're together. Now, if somebody else has a problem, it's their problem. But if you know how to take care of you, maintaining your calm, your alone time, make sure you maintain the relationship in a healthy manner. Make sure you are taking care of the little details and not just sweating them and worrying about them. Make sure you're not doing that. Then things are easier to resolve with the other person. But it comes back to taking care of what's going on with inside of you.
That's good. You need to take care of what's going on and not let things get out of... Well, you have to be honest. I guess another thing is you got to be honest with yourself. If there's a problem, you need to be honest and say, look, there's a problem here and you need to end the country... guys lingo, you need to man up and say, look, there's a problem here and we need to address it and discuss it and come up with a solution in a healthy way.
And the last one that I think about the most in a relationship is to laugh a lot. There's some pretty serious, heavy things. A bill comes in. Somebody gets injured. There's a lot of really heavy things in our lives. But one of the things I want you to remember above all else is learn to laugh a lot. And I learned to do this a few years ago, and I just see a lot of humor in life. I see things that are so funny that I wonder, does anybody else see that? It may be very serious, and yet I can still see the humor to it, and it makes me laugh. It just makes me laugh, and sometimes I have to just hold myself and not laugh, but on the inside I'm laughing. And the laughter is a good clue to a good relationship.
Tell me why. Why is it a good clue?
Well, I'm not going to be overly serious if I'm laughing. And I feel like it helps every organ in my body to laugh. I feel like it's helping me physically as well as emotionally. I mean, if something is really... Now, I don't mean I'm going to laugh at somebody in the hospital, but I'm not talking about... I mean, I know when to laugh and when not to.
You're talking about allowing your personality to come out and not have like a wall up, like your defense is up, I guess. When you laugh, you're lowering a defense and letting people know what you think is funny.
Because
you're laughing.
And laughter is just, you have laughter in a marriage that is very healthy. That's very good. And it's fun to teach your children to laugh. Enjoy life. I mean, there's just some horrible things that can happen to people, but there's also some wonderful things that can happen to people. So to have a really good, healthy relationship, I just want everybody to look at what's going on internally and see if you can project an image, a being to yourself that makes you one that can have a good relationship.
That's excellent. We have already went through another podcast and we're about out of time. And so In conclusion, to kind of recap a couple highlights, we covered a lot of information. What would be some of the highlights that we could pull from this podcast? What would be some tips or things that we can, you know, just kind of boil things down and walk away with?
Well, I would think to focus your attention fully on someone who you're relating to enjoy that person, be happy, stay calm. If something weird goes on in the conversation, don't be intimidated. Just kind of wait it through.
Calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah. And just maintain a relationship of being who you want people to be around you. And it comes back to you. It's good. It comes back to you every time.
Excellent. There you have it, folks. Miss Brenda Dixon, licensed clinical social worker, relationship expert. And my name is Darren Dixon, talking guy, expert at talking. That's me. And together, we do Life Help Now at lifehelpnow.com. And thank you so much, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. See you next week, and God bless you. Thank you for listening to the Life Help Now podcast. Please subscribe, and if you like what you hear, write a review and share it with a friend. Visit our website at www.lifehelpnow.com and send us an email and questions on what you would like answered on future podcasts. Miss Brenda Dixon is also available for phone consultations. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.